Speaking of pop culture that really engages the mind, I'm now going to confess a heresy. I found the Lord of the Rings movies mostly really boring because every character was a fantasy figure, the humans as well as the elves and wizards and hobbits and orcs. I just never cared very much about the moral dilemmas or the vast battle scenes. I couldn't keep track of who was fighting whom most of the time or why. To me, it was sheer spectacle with no relevance to real life. The new movie Kingdom of Heaven is also filled with vast, bloody medieval battle scenes, but I paid rapt attention to the spectacle and the moral complexities because Kingdom of Heaven is set in a real place at a real historical moment and has characters based on real people. It takes place during a lull between the First and Second Crusades 800-odd years ago. It's about a war over Jerusalem, about Christendom versus Islam, a clash of civilizations. I really cared what happened and how and why. What's more, the film was directed by Sir Ridley Scott, a man who's made many terrific films over the years, including Alien, Thelma and Louise, Black Hawk Down, Gladiator, and one of my all-time favorites, Blade Runner. Ridley Scott, welcome to Studio 360.
Hi.
So what made you want to make a movie about the Crusades in the first place?
I'm talking to Bill Monahan because I'm in New York actually doing exactly what I'm doing now in Black Hawk Down. I've finished. And I think 9/11 has just happened. So we're in kind of seesaw, gobsmacked like the rest of the world, wondering whether what to do with the movie. And, of course, when you get with a good, really good writer, you start to ramble onto other subjects and naturally went to the Crusades. In fact, went to the idea of a knight. The medieval, Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, Bill says, there's only one way to deal with that. There's 200 years, with nearly, which you would have to come under the heading of the wars, literally the Wars of the Cross.
Uh-huh.
We know as popularly known as the Crusades. That's my pet subject, and that's where we began.
Orlando Bloom is the star. He was also a star, certainly, of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Were you conscious of taking a character from that entirely fantastic fantasy world of Lord of the Rings and bringing him into this at least cinematically analogous universe that you've created about set in the 12th century?
That's like saying, why did John Wayne do so many westerns? You know? I think it doesn't matter. I think it's all to do with the material.
Right.
And, you know, good luck to him. He did brilliantly well. And he knew it was a huge challenge for him. But I had honestly had no doubt. And I think at the end of the second day, he had no doubt either. He knew he was going to get through this with flying colors.
What is Jerusalem? Your holy places lie over the Jewish temple that the Romans pulled down. The Muslim places of worship lie over yours. Which is more holy? The wall? The mosque? The sepulchre? Who has claim? No one has claim. All have claim!
That is blasphemy!
Be quiet.
We defend this city, not to protect these stones, but the people living within these walls.
That's Ridley Scott's new movie, Kingdom of Heaven. Now, every commentator who has written about this movie so far and every critic who will, certainly will write about the obvious resonances and parallels between that speech and the larger historical issues and moment of the movie and these times with the clash of civilizations and ongoing fights over Jerusalem. How conscious of all of those were you as you were crafting this film from beginning to end?
Obviously, this was really being written post 9/11, but way before the Gulf War. I think as we were refining it, we were into Afghanistan. And you don't really do that. Once you have your roadmap, you know, screenplays are hard enough to find. And, you know, you can look back from today with all our politically correct, sometimes almost smug views on 1,000 years ago saying, gosh, what have bunch of morons, okay, and yet we still keep doing the same stuff today.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but really. And I think you can't make parallels. You've got to separate yourself by 900 years and say, I am now, my job is to take you back through a portal, a time warp, and I'm going to drop you into the Middle Ages in, let's say, 1183, and we're going to take you down to the Kingdom of Jerusalem, which at that moment was perceived and fervently believed to be the center of several denominations as their universe, right? Center of the religious universe. Not the Muslims. The Muslims, remember, is Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, Jerusalem still is extremely important to the Muslim.
Does the clash between European Christendom and the Saracens, the Muslims in the film, and the various versions of Christian faith that are expressed in the film, does that come from your own religious belief or upbringing at all?
I think the respect that's shown historically by both European historians and, of course, Muslim historians, the giant, huge reverence for Salah ad-Din, both militarily, politically, religiously, from a humanitarian point of view. Generally, he was all around very impressive man.
And the first time I'd ever heard of him, in fact, was, yeah. I hate to say, was when Osama bin Laden compared himself to Salah ad-Din.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Salah ad-Din is a very, very vivid picture, character in Muslim history,
mm-hmm.
and has become very vivid now. Actually, the crusaders that went into Jerusalem initially, led by Godfrey de Bouillon, were really bad guys. They went in there and brutalized Jerusalem, took it in blood. As Balian says, he says, we took Jerusalem in blood. In other words, why should I trust you where you're saying, I will let everyone go free?
Mm-hmm.
Saladin looks at him and says, I am not those men. I am Salah ad-Din. In other words, he is saying, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Balian trusts him. And the rest is historically absolutely accurate. Let everyone go free.
Let me ask you, mm-hmm. you, during, I guess, the making of this movie, before you were filming it, were made a knight yourself. And I wondered if that mm-hmm. struck you as interesting or ironic at the time.
Only for an hour, briefly. I mean, there was no real connection. And it came, obviously, very nicely out of the blue, and whoever says it doesn't feel good are absolutely wrong.
But do you try to bring, before you were Sir Ridley Scott, a sense of decency, honor, right action to the world, which must be not easy to do in the show business world, where other people aren't so chivalric?
Yeah, you said it, not me, mate. I'm not going to answer that one. I think, it's just part of my DNA. It's part of my makeup. I think it was to do with my parents, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, my old man was a gentle man, basically, always about doing the right thing. And my mother, in a funny kind of way, was the tough guy, gave my brothers and myself her stamina, really. I think that's what you need when you make movies. It's not talent, it's about stamina.